Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Demai Daf Beis. We are starting at the top line with the words Esachame, and in the Vilna Sursa Daf is right near the bottom of Aleph Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Leilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now yesterday we discussed Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that all the Minin mentioned in the Mishnah are not subject to Demai because they grow wild. That makes them Hefker and therefore Pater from Meiser. Whereas Reish Lakish holds that since they're an inferior species, the Am Haaretz most definitely took the proper Meiseres, and that's why they're Pater from Demai. Now, a nafkamina between them is in regards to Vadai, which is definitely Tevel. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even Vadai is Pater from Meiser because it's Hefker, whereas according to Reish Lakish, it's going to be Chayiv because it's not Hefker. So now the Gemara is going to try to find the case which we see a practical application of this nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Esachame, come and see, says the Gemara. Imrav Mishamrin, if the majority of this species is guarded, which means it's cultivated, that means that they're not mafkarit, divrei kol chayavin. Everyone, meaning both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, would agree that it's Chayiv in Meiser. Bein Demai, Bein Vadai, whether we're talking about Demai or Vadai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, they're not hefker, so they're chayiv. And according to Reish Lakish, since they're mishamrin, since they're guarded, they're cultivated, so they're considered chashiv enough to the point that the Am Haaretz is not going to take meiser off of them. And im ein rov mishamrin, if the majority of this species is not cultivated, divrei kol paturin. Everyone agree that it's pater from meiser, bein demai bein vadai, whether we're dealing with demai or vadai. So what's a practical case where we see this nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? If you want to say it's the following, mechtzal mechtza, they were dealing with a species that's half-half, meaning it's in doubt, we're besafik, we're not so sure if it's cultivated or if it's just left to grow wild and the owner's mafkir it. Les yachel, you can't say that that's nafkamina because it's taninon, we learned in a mishnah, mechtzal mechtza, demai, that if it's 50-50, meaning if it's a safik, we have to treat it as demai. So Reb Zeir answers, Loisav Davra Kalan Shabedemai. This mission that we just quoted, the Mechtzal Mechtzal Demai, is not ultimately referring to our Mishnah regarding Hakalam Shabedemai, these things that we're lenient with in the first place, Ela Filu Demai Atzmai. It's really referring to things that are regular Demai, meaning regular produce that's subject to Demai. That type of produce, if it's Mechtzal Mechtzal, if it's a Suffolk, we don't know whether or not it's cultivated, so then we have to treat it as Demai. However, if we're just dealing with Kalam Shabedemai of our Mishnah, so that's a scenario where we have this Machloik between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and it's 50-50, meaning it's a suffix. Rabbi Yochanan is going to be Mekel when it comes to Vadai, whereas Reish Lakish is going to be Machmir when it comes to Vadai. Another nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, Tani we have a braisa, Nichnas L'ir. A person went into his city, Bezon Bezon Atap, Sheruba Gayim. The majority of the people in the city are Gayim. Suffolk Rav Mishamrin, Suffolk Ain Rav Mishamrin. It's a suffix when we're dealing with one of these species. Do the majority of people guard them? Is a species cultivated or not? So Divra Kol, everyone agrees, we have to switch the following word from Chayavin to the word Peturin. Everyone agrees that it's going to be Pater, Bein Demai, Bein Vadai, whether we're dealing with Demai or Vadai. Nechas L'ir, Sherubi Yisrael, if he goes into a city that the majority of the people living here are Yidden, Safik Rev Mishamrin, Safik Ein Rev Mishamrin, if it's a Safik, we don't know if the majority of this is cultivated or not. Divrei Kol, we have to switch the word from Peturin to Chayavin. Everyone agrees that these species are Chayiv, Bein Demai, Bein Vadai, whether we're talking about Demai or Vadai. So what's the case that's the Machloikas? Safik Rev Gayim, Safik Rev Yisrael. This fellow went into a city, and it's a Safik whether the majority of the city is Gayim or Yidden. And also, Safik Rev Mishamrin, Safik Ein Rev Mishamrin, the Safik is whether or not this is cultivated. So then, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, and Lakish. Here we have the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in regards to Vadai. And continue to explain the Mishnah Hashisin. We had said that this is an inferior type of fig that is Pater from Demai. Now the Gemara clarifies, Elohein Hashisim, what are these Shisim? Rabbi Shimon Breder of Avi Omar, he says, Elu Shehein Yotzes Mitachas Ha'olin, these are the figs that grow underneath the leaves. Usually figs grow above the leaves. These that grow underneath the leaves, they're inferior. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the owners mafkir them. We continue with this, habachirois, the earlier ripening figs, vahamisuyafais, and the late ripening figs, harei ilupeturois, they're also pater. Now we explain, ve'elohen habachirois, these are the early ripening figs, ad sheloi haishiv shaymer, the ones that ripened before he put a shaymer there, before he installed a watchman to watch them. Ask the Gemara, b'shaymer adavar taloi, does it have to do with the watchman? If he didn't say that these are hefker, so what does it make a difference if he put a shaymer there? So Rabbi Yezi explains, b'shein bakadei tfeilas shaymer, we're talking about where not enough figs ripened for him to warrant putting a shaymer there in the first place. It's not worthwhile for him to hire a watchman if only a few figs ripened. And therefore we assume that whatever few figs did ripen are hefker. And we continue, Elohena Mesuyafais, these are the late ripening figs, Mishei Kapla Maktsuais, from when they fold up the knives. These are knives that were used for harvesting. Once they fold up those knives, that means that they're not going to be harvesting anymore, and any figs that grow afterwards are assumed to be hefker. Rabbi Omar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Habachirois, these early ripening figs, Hare Elu Chayavais, they are Chayav and Demai, Mipnei Shein Bechaskas Mishtamrois, because they're Bechaskas that they are guarded. Even though he might not hire a Shomer to watch them, but he's not mafkir them, he's going to leave them on the tree until more ripen, and then he's going to harvest all. all of them. Now, more about shitin, Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta Omar, he says, Hashitin shebet siparin, hare elu chayavais. The shitin that grow in siparin, they're chayav in demai, bebnei shein becheskas mishtamrais, because they are becheskas guarded. It's only shitin that grow in other places, those are pater from demai. But the ones that grow in siparin are considered chashuv, and so therefore they're chayav in demai. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.